What's going on, Jake Paulers? Welcome back to the Loud Mouse Podcast, the only podcast on YouTube. It's your boy, FPS Big Wiener, along with his co-host, Medium Wiener, quite.
Hi.
And the smallest wiener, Wild Spartans, Kappa. A.K.A. Brandon.
No, smallest wiener.
And today's guest wiener is our dear friend, Kappa Kai Jewel. Hello.
Love you.
Hey, big fan of Wild Spartans. Glad to be here.
You're a big fan of my small wiener?
Yeah, especially that.
Kappa, how did you even get here? I'm confused.
Well, you started talking about wieners, and I like literally just came out of the nth dimension, and here I am.
Yeah, because it's like, wieners? I like that shit!
The nth dimension this. Called Squad Fam Group Chat.
Squad Fam Group Chat.
I thought it was Fam Squad.
It's Fam Squad now. It's with
Fam
the
Squad,
okay
Fam
hand.
Squad Group Chat. It keeps changing. It used to be just Squad.
It's whatever we
can't tell. You can't tell, but I've already died like 3 times since this recording has started.
Every time we said Fam or Squad.
Yeah, Fam Squad and Jake Paulers, and I was like, oh, I got fucking...
Oh, shit, I gotta get into character now.
Dude, I need that.
So, speaking of wieners today, since we always have at least one topic that refers to masturbation or dicks, because of
we're
course...
We're the official podcast. We're the official podcast. The podcast that's not on YouTube, of course.
I know, no other podcasts are on YouTube, just us. But I have a question to levy at you guys. Like, I was listening to an unrelated podcast that's not on YouTube, where they brought on a sex doctor, right? She runs a podcast called like something
Yo,
that isn't
we need to get her on.
I kind of she would never come on.
Yes she would.
Like
we're getting her on.
10 years older than all of us.
Who cares? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, but she like gets like sex toys in the mail and she's like, oh man, I gotta try this out.
Yo, what?
And like her job is absolutely insane. Like all she does is talk about sex all day. Which you know you think it gets boring, but on the podcast that she was on, they were talking about like what's a healthy amount of one sex and what's a healthy amount of masturbation. And so now, since we're all clearly experts in all of those topics, I'd figure I'd bring it to the podcast for us to have an intelligent discussion about masturbation.
Okay, so what's the question?
How much masturbation is too much?
Okay, so...
Oh, shit.
That's a hard question because it's like, you know, it's like how far can you push yourself in masturbation? And then it's like, what point will you die? I mean, like, one guy jerked off 62 times and ripped off his dick, right? So, obviously, the 60s is like a cutoff of, like, the danger zone, right?
Yeah,
you can't really
cutoff.
Go past 60.
Can't go past that.
50 is probably pushing it as well. 40 is also probably pushing it because someone did have a heart attack when they jerked off for 42 times.
Honestly, anything double digits is probably dangerous. I'm going to be quite honest. Mm.
That's like
I don't know about I don't know
how
about
are we gauging what counts as too much. Like, are we talking overall like week
when your dick,
or just
when
in
your
a 24 hour
wait,
period
listen,
how much
need,
masturbation is bad?
Okay,
listen, when
we
your
need
dick
to talk about like we need to talk about like mentally what's too much and then physically what's too much like, because it's like it's like how much of a virgin are you like how much do you jerk off a day? That's the mental one, and then
I mean,
the physical one is like how far can you push your body?
Thank you. I like how you defer to me for these expert opinions. Personally, when you're at 20, how much time of your day is that? Like, I got shit to do, man. I'm a busy dude. I can't spend that
well,
long.
How long does it take you to bust a nut?
Meat. I'm not down to clown for that long, you know what I'm saying? Like let's say, it takes a minute to nut, all right?
That's a really fast nut. It takes me way longer.
That's a really fast nut. That's still 20 minutes out of my day. That's 20 minutes I don't have. You feel me? I can't.
So it takes you a minute to nut, but that translates to 20 minutes out of your day.
You can recover in the same
minute
that you
nut.
That's crazy.
No, I said I never said that. But let's just say that I'm a fucking machine and I can power through it. All right. But it takes me exactly 1 minute.
I just listen. Like I'm just like I feel disgusted after one. Like I just like God, you're a degenerate. Like I just can't look at myself in the mirror after it.
I can never look at myself in the mirror.
Not that I would know what it feels like because I don't have anything to jerk off.
Jerking one out in the mirror. Yeah.
Listen, I think the point you need to stop is when your dick starts growing calluses.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
dear Lord. Holy shit. Okay, wait. So we need to like. Okay, so what's the physical limit, right? Like, what factors would contribute to the physical limit? Like, because it's like, you know, if you have heart problems, right, you probably can't do it as much as, like, someone who doesn't, right? So it's like, we need to find, like, a median amount that you can masturbate in a day and have it be okay.
Wait, would you have to, like, okay, so if you don't, like, stretch your muscles out beforehand, you can cramp and all of that, right?
Yes.
I don't think anyone has ever had that issue with dick before until you get to, like, maybe 40. What if, like, at 40, your dick starts to cramp?
Is your dick a muscle?
Yeah,
like,
muscle.
It's an organ. So there is some kind of, like.
Could you cramp your dick?
Yeah, could you.
Yes.
Could you cramp
your
dick?
Like,
I have never cramped.
Don't you say you have? Have you never cramped your dick?
If you double back one day because you're feeling extra strange, if you do that, you will feel pain from the second time, like right after. If you like, you not want to, then you go immediately after.
Yeah, I know that, but it's not like a cramp.
Yeah, like you see, like the
monster.
You goddamn Hot Topic reject.
Like, when I think of a cramp, I think of, like, you know, like a Charlie horse in your leg, right?
It's like a Charlie horse in your dick. You've never had that?
I've never had that.
Really? Well, maybe I have onset erectile dysfunction.
Yeah. You know the video of, like, that guy, trying to
jerking off?
Absolutely. The classic. No. He's trying to tense his, like, his calf muscle, and it, like, goes, like, really weirdly, and, like, this weird fucking...
Yeah, moves.
Yeah. Like, imagine trying to get an erection and that just happens to your dick.
Don't know that I want to. Gonna be quite honest.
That would be so disturbing. Like, a dick just starts to ripple.
Listen, I think we spent a lot of time on this one topic.
No, we're staying on this topic. We still haven't come up with the answers. We're staying on this fucking topic, quite. Okay.
How much is too much?
You
I think the answer is your profile picture, Brennan.
The fucking minion still.
The minion. Okay. For like real talk. If you're masturbating to the point that it impacts your life in a negative way, it's like, honey, come down for dinner, and you're up in the room, spanking the ham sandwich. It's too much, you know? If you are neglecting your life to jerk off, I think that's too much.
Yeah, from, like, a mental perspective of, like, your mental health, I'd say, like, probably the max is, like, 3 times a day, right? Like,
I don't even know how
max.
You fit in 3 times.
That's the complete max, I'm saying, right? That's the complete fucking max, right?
Honestly,
but, like, physically, it's a more interesting discussion. It's like, how much can you actually do before you rip off your dick or die?
Like, I mean, if you abstain for a couple weeks, the limit on a day is probably higher, but that's after not doing it for a couple days in a row.
Yeah, like, let's say, like your daily activity. So, I think physically, a human could probably... like on average handle it like 20 to 25 times. So like that's once an hour.
God, that's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, but I'm saying like a physical thing. Like I'm not saying like mentally. I'm
saying
like
after that.
You could physically do it.
Like after you that, get to like the point where it's just bad. Not even enjoyable, God.
I'm saying that's like the complete limit before you have problems. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with
and
that.
And even then you would have problems. You'd probably have callus within your dick.
You're probably a social reject if you have enough time to do it that.
Are those the limits we're establishing?
I mean, yes. I've been known to go beyond the limits.
Of course,
yeah,
you
but
are.
That was like that was, but Diesel, that was one time.
Diesel, you're an outlier.
I'm saying like if you go, so you tell
me
Diesel, you jerk off
like
3 times
like
a day,
30 times in a day, which is
yeah,
not
you have.
Happened.
Diesel's record is 7.
So at VidCon, we're gonna all try and see who can jerk off. We're gonna all sit back to back, so it's not gay though. So you know,
direct eye contact.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's Pride Month. It can be gay.
Have fun with your masturbation competition while trapped in this box.
Okay, so actually, some interesting things I learned from when they brought. Okay, so the podcast is called Sex with Emily. There, I'll say it because there's good education there. I think young people could. Learn a thing or two,
but it's not on YouTube, right?
No, they're somewhere
else.
It's
on TubeU.
There's some yes, but they were talking about like one of the guys was like, "Yeah, I've had multiple orgasms before," and I'm just like, "What? How do you do that more than once?"
It's like, do you want to explain, or are you just gonna like hit?
Well, apparently, you can have orgasms in more ways aside from ejaculating. Believe it or not,
what?
So like,
what, you didn't know it?
You can have like a nipple orgasm.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. God, this is gonna be this podcast is gonna
demonetized. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Same thing for women too. So
Why did we put this at the very beginning?
I know, right? Like, people are going to be really not? Fucking jarred.
Why not?
This.
Why wouldn't you want to like turn on the only podcast on YouTube and then hear them talking about masturbation for 10 minutes? Like,
I barely
want to
talk
here.
About this.
Honestly, oh, I just love hearing. I mean,
we know that you can't jerk off because you're a hoodie, but let us talk about it, the humans here.
I've been sitting here silent for like 12 minutes. What do you want me to do?
I mean, yeah. I'm comfortable with myself, you know? I know stuff like
I
that
can't,
happens.
I, there's no self for me to be comfortable with.
You can...
Quiet. Yeah, Quiet, you're Tickle interrupting your Diesel talking about his nipples or something. What
whatever,
you about?
Finish your nipplegasms or whatever.
Diesel, have you orgasmed your nipples before?
No, I've never done that before.
Okay, let's say someone wanted to. How would they do that?
How would they do that? I'm not, annoyed. Like... I mean, you know, they have to, like, play with it, you know? Like, you can't just, like,
what does that mean? Does that mean get some play cons? Get little matchbox?
Matchbox over my boobs?
just an intense stare. Just an intense stare at your nipples and just, like, orgasm, goddammit.
No, that's not how.
Work for your pay. I mean, men don't lactate, so what else are they going to do? Sit there and do nothing? Like,
might as well play with your nipples then, you know? I don't know.
Can we get that quoted and put it on a plaque? Thank you.
God, it was a very interesting podcast, and you know, it really changed my views on like sex and stuff.
Roblox.
Like that, and made me more like
Roblox
open.
Politics.
So I thought it was fairly interesting. I obviously knew I wasn't going to come here and have an intellectual discussion about this.
What are you talking about?
Why would we?
We're absolute geniuses.
God, but I found it to be fairly interesting and enlightening, and I'm like, man, I wish they taught me more about this stuff in school, because I had no idea. Like,
yeah, same.
Sex ed in high school, at least my high school, is really bad. Obviously, they told us STDs are bad, okay? And then they also said if you do the sex, you're gonna get a pregante, and that's also really annoying. And I mean, yeah, obviously. But they don't talk about any of the good stuff. They also didn't teach us how to put a condom on, which
what?
Is, yeah.
Dude, my teacher
wouldn't stop doing that. Every single lesson, history, math, science.
My teacher had a dildo named Woody that she would use as an example.
Oh my god. I mean, I didn't even have sex ed at my school.
Yeah, it was a wooden dildo named Woody.
You didn't even have sex ed? Yeah,
no, we didn't. We did not.
What the
didn't have
fuck?
It at all.
He went to a, like a private like Christian boy school.
I went
though.
Catholic boy.
Catholic. Excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So did I.
Which was weird because
oh,
I was expecting.
That explains why your sex ads were shit.
I was expecting like
I they didn't
don't
teach,
have sex
at the academy either.
Every time you have sex, the devil's in between. I was expecting that, but we just didn't get it.
Really?
They just tell you. They just tell you every time you have sex, Satan comes and tries to take you to hell.
Yeah, we had a talk. We actually had a talk in like our last year. I think with some
okay,
dude that was
really
like
off topic to
rape
masturbation sex ed for a second. I just want to announce that Roblox Gandhi and Roblox Brazil are now having an allyship to fix the USA. Okay, back on to sex.
Okay, so you're gonna say that they're having like beef, and I'm like Gandhi and a whole country having beef.
It's Quackity and Axel.
Classico.
Yeah, it's Quackity and Axel. Maybe Mac should make a country. There we go. Obligatoria Mac mention.
But I mean, I went to a public high school and my sex ed didn't, like, teach us how to put a condom on or even what a dildo was.
Dude,
like,
I still don't know what a penis
is.
Was...
I knew what crabs and the clap looked like, but that's because they showed us pictures. And obviously, I was like, ah, shit, I don't want to fucking have that. But nobody does. But it was just, like, I don't know. They taught me so poorly. I'm just like, how do people function? Like, I can't believe that.
Google.
I mean, I know how Catholic school wouldn't want that. They told me that if I had sex before I got married, that I'd like go blind. I can like.
Are you serious?
You get
they actually tell you that?
Yeah. One of the priests also
I thought
came
that was
in
like a joke.
And like berated my math teacher in eighth grade for having a child out of wedlock.
Wow.
He also told us that if we got tattoos, or he specifically said to a girl that if you get a breast job, because she wanted a boob job, if you get a boob job, you'll go to hell because you're defiling your body.
Damn.
Yeah, anyway, I have 3 tattoos now. Hail Satan, you know.
Yeah, what a
speaking,
wild man you
speaking
are.
Of going to hell, spy camp porn.
Wow, I see Kappa, not Kappa, quite, damn, too many Ks.
Everyone says that, you're just retarded, I'm sorry. I don't know.
All right, virgin.
I don't know how to
All right,
put
virgin.
It
So, apparently, there's an epidemic of spy cam porn in South Korea. So there you go.
Why is it not surprising?
I'm
that's just not surprising, like, at all.
I mean, like, I could imagine that hotels would have, like, secret cameras in it if people do the hanky spanky, but that's, like, really fucked up that would even happen, and it's so bad.
Oh, no, it's totally fucked up.
Like,
but,
if
like,
you look at the pictures, there are thousands upon thousands of women all protesting this. How did it get that bad? Like, you go everywhere, and there's, like, a camera in the room? That's creepy. Like, how is that possible?
Even your own home.
Watch dogs.
Yeah, there have been over 6,000 spy cam cases each year between 2013 and 2017, but the actual number is probably much bigger. An overwhelming majority of the assailants are men. Most victims are women.
I wonder if North Korea has this problem.
North Korea has the problem.
North Korea doesn't even have
anyone.
Functioning humans. They're starving.
Are you kidding me? Yes, they do. They love CSI.
They turn 90 degrees to the left and you see right through them like a sheet of paper.
Kappa, have you not seen like those documentaries where like they fucking sneak fucking like Western media like crime shows and shit into North Korea and then they like sell them there?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, they have like it's like a bunch of like shit on like a USB drive, like modern movies and stuff, and like they just fucking sell it there.
That's why I want my movies to be
Infinity War
received.
Comes to North Korea.
Yes, dude comes to North Korea.
That'd be amazing. Holy shit! I mean, yeah, but the South Korea thing—that just doesn't—it just doesn't surprise me. You know, like I don't know why. It's just expected at this point, which is really bad. But
I mean, I just expect everything at this point. It's like, oh, Florida man flies to the moon and kills himself. It's like, no, yep, we're good.
I'd like to know where you came up with that one.
What do you mean came up with? Didn't you hear?
That didn't happen.
I'd like to know who thinks it's a good idea to have a diet of raw meat.
These I'd love like to tell you about that in like
God
one
damn
second
American
after
heroes.
I put the ads on the podcast.
That's
oh, did it just finish processing?
Yeah.
Man, we're so prepared. We're talking about uploading the podcast on the podcast.
I predict
it's really meta.
Guys, go watch the podcast.
Hey, everybody, wait. Deadpool. Fourth wall break.
Okay,
I
so the raw
I
meat guy,
jokes, I haven't seen it.
I did a video on, if you click on that video, just click on that video first, that way I could feel your reaction.
Get the whole watch time.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Just,
what
just...
I eat in a day. Yeah, I've seen this guy before. He just eats like a fucking raw steak.
Yeah, you've shown him to me, I think.
Oh, gross.
You're like, hey, look how he just grabs this piece of meat. With his whole hand, it just stuffs it into his gullet. I was like, what?
Yeah, so he eats a raw meat diet. It's really nasty. And I did a video on this. And first of all, his hairline is worse than mine, which is saying something. So my forehead's huge. His forehead
has hair?
Enormous.
Diesel, your hairline's not that bad. It's okay.
Well, I'm so used to the comments saying stupid shit about it.
It's not Jack's filmed hairline.
It
is fine.
There you go. Thank you. Speaking of, I'm gonna do like the samurai top knot with my hair, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
Oh god,
there you go.
I'm already doing that, but I don't have a weird
every
hairline.
Every day, Diesel, you're like, should I do this? Should I do that? It's like, no, you shouldn't.
Okay, like, no, Kappa, did I tell you I
want
to get my?
Didn't you want a tongue piercing at
no,
one
no,
point?
No, I want my tongue bifurcated.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Tongue? Wait. Darn. I swear to God, if this is what I think it is,
it is what you think it is.
Is that where it like? Like, you split it into two?
Yeah.
No, Diesel, stop being so goth!
Hey, dude, the ladies
God
love
damn
it or something, but just don't do that.
My son's being taken
while,
away by Satan.
But now I'm like an adult, so I can do whatever I want.
Why would you get it?
Because I want it.
My son is being what? Taken by the devil.
I've wanted it for, like, a while. Like, I wanted to get it at the end of high school, and everybody that I was friends with was like, oh, don't do that. You look like a big old dummy. And I'm like,
I wonder
care.
Why they're telling you that, Diesel.
Well, they're just
it's
saying that
like
because
they
they're fucking normies. Because
they're just, well, we're not.
Wait, what are you
we're goddamn freaks on the internet, and we're telling you you would
okay,
be even
quite.
More
do you know, you know, you know the thing where you, like, you split your tongue into two?
Yeah.
That's what Diesel's considering getting.
No.
Absolutely.
I could always just get my tongue sewed back together afterwards, like.
But I'm like, but like, what's the point?
Well, I mean, if I want to, I mean, I don't think I could raise kids and have a bifurcated tongue. I don't
You're
know.
You're gonna
if
look
I
like a reptile at this rate.
No, I'm not gonna look like a reptile. That's a little too much.
Hiss, hiss, Leafy.
No. You wouldn't so even much. Notice if I had a bifurcated tongue, unless I, like, split my tongue in front of you.
What if you started speaking in mumbles? I think we would notice then.
All right. I want to give the comment section a task. Tell us in the comments if what Diesel's proposing is a good idea or
no,
not.
No, they're obviously going to say, oh, it's not a good idea.
No, it's almost like they may have a point. You have two options. It's either Diesel right now or Diesel, except he looks like a goddamn freak. Choose which Diesel.
Someone's going to be watching with a split tongue, and they're going to be like, aw.
I'm sorry, but that's just not normal.
You're all right. It looks fine on you. But Diesel? Nah, he's not
allowed. It's just Diesel that's the problem here.
Yeah, actually, it is.
I can't imagine a guy with a big-ass Zelda tattoo with a split tongue.
He's or like, fucking or just dragon tongue on his right forearm.
It says I eat ass.
It's like, I love, yeah, I love Hot Topic.
It says knowledge, strength, and integrity.
God. Diesel, did you ask your mom if she thought it was a good idea or not?
No, what are you nuts? She'd, like, freak out.
Oh my god, it's almost like everyone in their life may have a point.
Well, I come from a Catholic family. They think I'm literally Satan if I did that.
I mean, I'm starting to think you're Satan at this rate. Yeah.
No, I just clearly hate good decisions. Speaking of good decisions, can we please get back on topic of the raw meat man?
Yeah, if you don't split your tongue.
God, anyway... So,
is that a yes? You won't split your tongue?
Would you use your split tongue to, like, go sideways and pick up pieces of sushi and just, like, snap it into your gullet?
If you do that, I can approve. If you'd use it like chopsticks, I can approve.
If you can do tricks, you're fine.
I don't have, like, Gene Simmons' tongue. Like, my tongue's not that long. I can't, like, let it hang out of my mouth.
We're giving you
chest.
An option here. As long as you can do tricks with your split tongue, you can get it split. But
I mean, obviously,
can't,
I can do tricks
you.
If I have my tongue split.
Like what? Are they
like
cool
I could
tricks?
Pick stuff up. It's not like I can skateboard with it.
Chopsticks?
Can you use your tongues? Like, can you do tech deck with your tongue?
Probably, but I mean, that sounds really gross.
That just sounds like cunnilingus in air. That's basically what it sounds like.
Oh my god. Oh shit. That reminds me of this video I was looking at.
You were looking at a video about cunnilingus quite.
I'll tell you guys after the fucking cast, but it's fucking hilarious. And it was
you do this every episode at this point. Like, every episode, you're like,
okay,
this
I was
thing
fine.
I
was looking
cast.
For footage. I was looking through Twitter for stuff for a specific video, and one of the accounts I came across was a dude fucking, like, just eating the shit out of a Barbie doll's pussy.
What? That's fair enough.
God, if this is the podcast to get demonetized.
I see why you wanted to save that. Until after the cast now.
Yeah, because I wanted it to be a surprise on my video, but...
Well, I mean, like, once you... Okay, so Diesel, raw meat.
Yeah, the raw meat man. Okay, so the raw meat guy was an ex-vegan. Like, he was a full-on vegan, but now he's a carnivore.
That's a bit of an overcorrection. Mm. Going from eating raw vegetables to just completely raw meat.
Someone corrected me because carnivore would mean he eats other, like, people... or something like that.
What?
No, that's cannibal. That's cannibal.
Yeah. I don't know. They made like some weird like argument. Carnivore sounds like they're supporting it. But
carnivore is only eating meat.
Yeah, omnivore is eating both. Herbivore is eating only plants. Carnivore is eating. Only
can we just
meat.
Refer to vegans as herbivores?
Can we just nah, refer to like, vegans as weak soy
herbivores
boys
can
like
still,
they are?
I'm pretty sure herbivores can still like include animal products like milk or some shit.
I guess.
So vegetarian.
I guess, yeah.
So all vegetarians are not going to be referred to as herbivores.
Herbies. Herbivores.
Okay, Diesel, continue.
Yeah, but one, he thinks the world is flat, which is always a great thing. I always love that. God knows I have a bone to pick with absolute morons who think the world is flat.
I have a bone to pick with people who think the world's flat.
He thinks math is like an opinion. He thinks 1 + 1 could equal 60 million because numbers are man-made. When math is the only thing that is the same in every language.
Yeah. I mean, which is the numbers themselves, like the visual representation of the numbers. Yeah, that's man-made. But
math is,
it's like,
no.
Math is math.
Math is like ass.
Math is my only friend. I love maths.
Math or meth?
Math.
Both. No.
Demonetized.
God. We're well past that point.
Yeah, we've broken the seals. The beast
sound
is
barrier
unleashed.
Right now. We're just going full blast.
Yeah,
but obviously, you guys know if you eat meat raw, you'll get parasites, or you could get parasites, right?
Like, yes,
you'll die. Salmonella and all that with fish.
Well, he doesn't eat like fish or chicken raw, but he'll eat like steak raw. So that's why he's taking a big old bite out of a raw steak. Which, by the way, like. Dude, just put some seasoning on that shit. That looks fucking nasty.
time. Yeah, it does look nasty. Regular. I agree. I think raw steak would be disgusting. It'd be all fucking chewy and shit.
I'd try it just to see like what he's on about, but it's not something I want to do like for the rest of my life. He doesn't really. Apparently, he doesn't drink water. Like you're at kidding. All.
How do you do that? What magic?
Okay, so
well, the meat was gonna have a certain amount of water in it, but like,
wait. When I tell you what he does or suggests, you're gonna lose your fucking mind.
Does he just drink chicken stock?
Please don't tell me he drinks his own piss.
He drinks either blood or juices vegetables.
What?
Yeah, so he suggested
juicing vegetables. Okay.
But that's the just straight up. He juices like onions or like leek root or something, and then he also drinks blood.
That's fucking disgusting.
So he drinks either animal blood or vegetable blood. So this man is 100% insane. Is what's going on here?
I mean, he looks insane. Like I mean, yeah.
He's following this diet that's like really popular right now. It's called like the ketogenic diet. So you don't eat like.
Is that the one where you literally panic your body into losing weight?
You don't eat carbs. And then you use fat.
So you eat fats to put your body in a state of ketosis because fats have these things called ketones. And it's supposed to help with fat loss. And usually what happens from the studies that they've done is that you lose weight really fast in the beginning and it slows down. That tends to be how it is with most diets. I mean, it can work if that's the kind of food you like to eat, but like, I mean, this is a bit of an extreme change.
No, that's totally extreme. Just fucking going
raw meat and butter. Tasty.
It's one thing to cut out carbs, right? But like just fucking raw meat. That's disgusting.
He also said all mathematicians are autistic, and that if you eat vegetables or are vegan, you will become autistic.
But he was.
I see why he's autistic.
So his own logic, he's become autistic, and now he's eating meat.
Yeah, he knows from experience.
Yeah,
he backed it up with studies, and I read the studies, and I'm like, this doesn't give you autism. It was like he read the abstract of the study and didn't read the study.
It's like the study's just like, the link between
Alzheimer's.
Does he
think vaccines cause autism too?
And Parkinson's is becoming stronger. And he's like, yes.
He like picked out a pharmacology journal about like artificial cholesterol and then like said that was the cholesterol we had. And I was just like reading this. I'm like, it's in the fucking first paragraph.
It's like the
study also said vegan. He said vegans are depressed because they're malnutrition.
Hey,
he said
that's
why they need to appear smart.
What? Okay. This guy is certifiably just crazy. Like flat out.
I mean, I think it's funny when he eats the raw meat and then says the world is flat. The sky is blue, so you can't see a curve. So that's how you know the world is flat. 1 + 1 could equal 6 million. He's a good meme. Almost as good as a meme as all the other memes that exist. Wow, that segue is real rough. Anyway.
You could have said he's a good meme. The shame that the EU wants to ban him.
Oh, yeah. That's a great segue, Brandon. I'm glad you brought it up. The EU hates memes. And they want to get rid of them.
I didn't read that article. What's the reasoning behind it?
Copyright
law.
They don't like us busting nuts. All over the
internet. Like people in the EU are arguing that like, hey, these memes contain copyrighted material. These people aren't allowed to use them. But then like, oh, the whole argument of fair use comes into play. So basically, the EU is stupid if they think they're going to fucking ban memes.
Is there even fair use in Europe though?
EU has its own version of fair use, but it's not
everyone
has
fair use.
Each country has their own version.
Isn't like an each country thing, but pretty much every single Western country and division would have their own fair use laws.
Yeah,
this
but
what I understand, like, they're all, like, to varying degrees, though. Like, some, like, fair use in America is a lot more, like, it seems like it's more, like, all-encompassing.
It's more lenient to use people's content, and then, like, in the UK, it's less lenient.
I think there's only one less guideline.
No, it's, like, fucking, from what I've heard, like, fair use in, like, America is closer to a right, and, like, fair use or whatever version they have in Britain is more of, like, a defense in court, and that's only there is it a defense, really.
Yeah,
then again, I could be completely wrong on that. I'm not, like, a lawyer or whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's what America's fair use law is, though.
Nah.
It's a deterrent from people suing you because it's a defense. That's what fair use is. Fair use is a defense in court.
It's not just that, though. Like, it is a law.
No, it's a defense in court.
I don't know how this shit works. I just know that I can use people's clips if I'm transformative in nature, at least in the U.S. Anyways, yeah, memes will quote-unquote be banned under new EU copyright law, which I doubt this will actually get passed.
Have fun with that. Yeah.
It's memes.
Memes.
And you don't want to fuck with people's memes. Dude, like, so they just won't end well.
The leaders in the EU don't want people to steal their OCs.
My OC furries.
Yeah, pretty much.
Character donut steal.
Yeah, but, like, this, I don't think this will, like, go through at all, because, like, for example, the FCC tried to repeal net neutrality a while ago, which is, like, a much bigger deal than this, right? And now they're facing the repercussions of, you know, being caught flat out lying. Like, there's a bunch of fucking shit with the whole DDoS attack that never actually happened. And then, like, lawmakers are really pissed at Ajit Pai, so.
I mean, everyone is at this point.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I would not be surprised if he, you know, went to prison. But, yeah, there's really nothing else to this story except the EU's fucking stupid for thinking about banning memes.
And then the internet's gonna re really hard and, like, swing their arms around. Like an autistic child.
Like, when Putin banned memes of himself, everyone started making more Putin memes.
Oh yeah, and the Turkish president guy, he was like, don't compare me to Golem. And then everyone continued to do it. Because you can't stop them.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really dumb. But anybody else have anything to say about the EU stomping memes? Before we talk about something completely unrelated.
Make memes about it.
Yeah. Yeah, make memes about EU wanted to ban memes. Anyways, so next topic, this is kind of interesting. Actually, this is really interesting. NASA found ingredients to life on Mars. So they found organic material, carbon, basically, and then they found methane in the atmosphere. And both of those things are, like, key elements to life. It's not actually life, but it's key elements to life. And it wouldn't surprise me if... When they get, like, onto Mars, they'll dig up, like, ancient civilizations or some shit. That wouldn't surprise me at all. But that leads into the topic of, like, clearly there's a huge potential for aliens. So, like, are there aliens? And if there were aliens, what would the aliens look like?
Can I just say, hit this off. Carbon is found in a whole bunch of things, mind you. Just out there for the audience. This isn't, like, finding blood or anything. Carbon's in everything, basically.
Yeah, yeah. It's not actual life, but, it's like, mainly it's the ingredient methane to life.
It's mainly that. Like, karmas and diamonds, but, like,
yeah.
I hope they're furries. No. Diesel, we can send you to be with your own kind.
Oh my god.
Off with the furries.
I mean, dinosaurs are furries.
That's dinosaurs point, are actually. Lizards.
No, they were, they apparently had feathers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's like the.
I've heard evidence to the contrary from people who were,
dinosaurs?
I forget what the word is. It's not paleontologist. Paleontologist, thank you.
Yeah, but get they were furries. Dinosaurs are furries.
Loser.
But what do you think aliens would look like if, like let's say it's intelligent life. What do you think they look like?
Honestly, it's pretty hard to say. Because, like...
I know, this is why it's interesting. Be creative. Be meme-y.
You would assume that evolution would make the body type that would fit the structure best, yeah? Because that's how we see it on Earth. But then look at the human. The human race, like, we're not designed for any of this. Are you kidding me? We're, like, so fragile and pathetic.
The human race... Humans were designed to have big brains.
Yeah.
And then they were also designed to run long distances. That's why we had two legs and we're not as fast. So it's like, we were designed to be able to outrun predators and then understand where they are and basically be smart enough to kill them.
Dude,
that's what we were designed
for. I'll die.
Okay, humans nowadays can't outrun predators, but they used to be able to.
Like, it depends how smart or how reliant the species is on intelligence. Because
let's say they're as reliant as humans.
Well, they're probably just going to look like humanoids, but with a green skin.
Maybe they have four arms.
They all look like the Damati Kusita alien.
Yeah, it's a lot of jerking off, honestly.
Oh, God.
Four arms? We'll get in there.
Four arms, eight like? Wieners.
I don't know.
You don't want to take a guess?
No.
You're boring.
And
that's because Quiet is an alien.
All right, what about you, Split Tongue?
Okay, guy.
okay,
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to come up with something funny, but... they're all gonna look like Sheen from that episode of Jimmy Neutron when his brain got really big and he
massive
got super
brain.
Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just gonna look like Adame Tukasita alien TBH.
I just made that joke.
Don't care.
Oof.
Do you think at one point humans are gonna get so fuck, dude, I can't speak. I'm not even gonna try it again.
Technologically
Do you think
advanced.
At some point... Yeah. Do you think at some point we're gonna be that advanced to the point where it's like our bodies become less and less reliant to do things? Because it's like we're relying more and more on tech.
Like Wall-E? Yeah, I saw that movie too.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, not like Wall-E. I'm not saying we're going to get too fat to walk, but I'm saying like...
I mean,
like,
you will, but yeah.
Like, you know how our mouths have shrunk over the years, like hundreds of years, right?
What?
Yeah, that's why you have to get your wisdom teeth removed. Because people's mouths are getting too small. It's like, okay, when are we gonna stop getting wisdom teeth?
God is like, limiting our power.
I have to get mine pulled.
Some people are born without wisdom teeth now.
Oh, good.
I'm just gonna rip mine out with my bare hands. Oh wait, Jesus. they're in the skull, aren't they?
Yes. Depending on how bad it is, you have to get it surgically removed. So like for me, they have to surgically remove my fucking wisdom teeth.
It's very dumb.
So
your teeth, let me correct that. Your teeth aren't correct, like connected to your skull. They're connected to a joint.
They're in cavities.
So there's like
in
a
the skull.
Socket. Sorry. Yeah. But that's actually a joint that doesn't move. But I think the next time we evolve, we're gonna evolve with technology, so we'll be less organic. I don't know.
So you think we're gonna have robot arms?
I mean, fuck, I want those robot sunglasses from Deus Ex Human Revolution where they just come down from his eyebrows.
They come from his temples, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised if at a certain, let's say 500 years from now, I wouldn't be surprised if humans were, like, at, like, a certain age, given, like, you know, like, electronic heart, for example, to live forever.
That's what
like,
pacemakers
are. Well, yeah, but, like, a legit, just robotic heart.
Oh, like a
like the things you pilfer in fucking Far Cry Blood Dragon.
Yeah,
I mean at that point it would just be a motor, like an engine.
Well, yeah, exactly. V8, but it would make you live forever.
12 liter.
And then I wouldn't be surprised if you got implants like horsepower. Like tracker implants and shit.
600 horsepower, pure testosterone. I mean, I imagine
runs on blood.
Yeah, I imagine humans would just like evolve into humans, but we're like slightly angrier than we used to be. I think that's
what do you mean? I think we're like the peak at the moment.
I think we'll just keep like every time we evolve because we don't.
Have
need
you ever
to,
seen Twitter before,
anything.
Kappa?
Yeah,
I think
point.
We've hit a peak of anger.
No, I think we can do worse.
I think the peak was the Crusades, TBH.
That wasn't even anger. That was just
was
stupidity.
World War II.
That was literally just. Dude.
I think we've had a lot higher peaks. We can just see people be angry now.
Dude, I love the Child's Crusade. It's great. Have you heard of it?
What?
The Child's Crusade?
No.
It was like
I know what that's.
It was like I think it was in like the double digits at this point. It was like the 12th or some shit. Maybe it was like the 6th. I can't remember. But like they wanted to send more people to the crusade, but they already sent like all their men because over the last 20 years they've lost every single war or something.
So they're sending kids.
They sent the children, the new generation, like 10-15 years early, and they sent all they trained the children to fight, geared them all up, sent them across. Took months. They got there and then they got enslaved because they're goddamn children in the goddamn Middle East. What did you expect?
What did you think was gonna happen? Yeah.
So they just lost all of their children.
So now they just lost all like the next generation.
Yeah. So now it's like three popes and like two women, and then that's the entirety of England, basically, at that point. Welcome to the Crusades.
What an interesting world.
Okay, so that's pretty much all we gotta say about aliens because quite uncreative.
Crusades.
Speaking of aliens, we have Wreck-It Ralph 2. Wreck-It Ralph is an alien. So everyone here has seen the trailer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So okay, you know the Disney princess moment?
I saw Iron Man.
Okay. Do you think that was satire?
No.
No. No?
Actually, no. Hold on. Here's the thing. I don't know. So I went to see Solo finally after complaining about it so much, and it was mediocre at best. But the point of the matter is the robot L3 is like a social justice warrior in that movie where she wants to like help the robots because they're like enslaved or whatever the fuck.
What a parallel.
And at one point, Han Solo asks if she wants anything and she says, yeah, I'd like equal rights. And it was the cringiest line ever. And it was a collective groan from the theater. So I can't tell if it was meant to be like a parody or not.
It definitely wasn't.
But, see, like, this isn't a fucking spoiler because the movie's shit. But later in the movie, she, like, gets shot and dies because of something she did by liberating all the robots. So I can't tell if it was a parody or not. And that's a bad thing.
In Solo, I don't think that's satire. But the thing that's with Wreck-It Ralph, the entirety of, like, the trailer, it just seems like satire of how the internet actually is.
Nah, I don't think it's satire in the slightest.
Really? I think
there's a little bit of lighthearted humor about it, but I think it's supposed to be trying. I think it's trying to be funny because it's like, oh, it's funny because it's true. We're being all edgy and dancing around the bush and all that, and then a bunch of people in town are going to be like, yes, finally they understand us. Disney.
I think the writers put it in as satire, but I think they also put it in because they're just like. It can go both ways. Like, people know that people
no,
want
it
to be satire.
I cannot
satire,
see it going the other way, Brandon. I cannot
really?
See that as satire in the slightest.
I feel like it's satire. And if it's not satire, that's just sad. But like, it to me, watching the trailer, I went through it with Henry, and we both agreed. It's like a lot of this shit just seems like an over-exaggeration of the internet. It seemed like satire.
I don't think so. I think you're giving it too much of a benefit of the doubt.
If it's not satire.
Like, whenever mainstream media covers, like, the internet, what you end up with is, like, something that isn't really representative of the internet anyway. I mean, the Emoji Movie was completely playing it straight face, but it showed this ridiculous version of what the internet is. So, like, why would this be any different?
And the problem is, as well, is we don't actually have, we don't have, like, the bit after where she's like, oh, yeah, men always try to save me. We don't have the bit after, so we can't tell if that character was just using it as a way to get out, because,
well, that character was Sarah Silverman, so I'm gonna guess that they weren't playing it as, like, parody.
Oh, no.
It wasn't satire. There's no way.
They would totally just transition off that scene and be like, yep, we'll just leave that to sit there.
I want it to be satire. I really want it to be satire.
I think this is probably the most cynical Disney Pixar movie that I have ever seen for like a trailer. I'm like, I'm already telling you right now, like, it is incredibly cynical to look at that
trailer. I don't think it matters that much, I'm gonna be honest.
Well, I don't think it matters that much either, but like, I saw like a tons of people on Twitter where I saw like people being like, oh yeah, you go girl, that type of shit. And I'm like,
I mean, I thought it was grown worthy at best.
Oh,
didn't bother me.
Are you serious? It was,
I don't know.
So...
I felt like I just wanted to bring it up because I wanted to hear what you guys thought about it.
I mean, parody political correctness worked in Deadpool 2. Like, that was more clear cut.
Yeah, that was really obviously parody, though. You know, like, this is a lot harder to tell because it's a Disney.
If you
anime.
Have if you have trouble telling, it probably is doing a bad job there.
Okay.
Stop being racist, Cable.
Yeah.
Fucking love that bit.
You killed Black Tom!
Oh my god, we're spoiling
it. Yeah, if you can't tell, then it's not...
It's not a spoiler.
It's not doing
its
job.
That's from Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
That's from Deadpool 2, just so we're clear. Not from Wreck-It Ralph.
It's from Deadpool 1.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Like...
Deadpool makes an appearance in Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Satire is clearly satire, so like...
There was also... There was also a point where in the trailer that they broke the fourth wall for the title. So it was like, I don't know. It's hard to tell what's satire and what's not.
I don't like, so I actually don't like it satire. when they write in a, when they're like, oh, wouldn't this title be so much better? And they're like, yeah. And then they just leave it there. It's like, why did you just punch us in the dick and leave us? Why did you do that? You could have just not made the joke.
Yeah. What? Why did you say the title would be better and the title hasn't been changed?
Yeah, wouldn't this movie be so much better with this? Yeah, but we're not going to do that.
It'd be funny if, like, at the credit scene, the title changed.
But if it's like...
You know, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. It's just, hey, I'm just going to punch you in the goddamn dick and run away. All right, see ya. It's like, oh, thanks, man. I love this movie.
Oh, Cap, also, I think all the princesses look the same. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Like, they all look like Elsa, apparently.
Well, I mean, from what I could tell, they reused a lot of assets, because, like, they used Moana as a kid for, like, a bit in the first trailer.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, that's right.
So, it looks like they reused assets.
Disney is an asset flip company now. Digital.
Anyways, I have a question for Kappa.
At least they're pretty assets, I guess.
Yeah, they're good assets. Okay, Kappa, I have a question for you.
All right, hit me.
Okay, are you tired of McDonald's employees punching you in the dick when you're trying to make an order?
Absolutely. I hate people.
Okay.
What do you have in store
for me,
Brandon?
In that case, you can now use a touchscreen kiosk to buy stuff at McDonald's, and more people are buying more stuff with it.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yes.
Well,
there you go.
This has been your public service announcement.
Yeah.
By McDonald's.
Don't want to get punched in the dick by the employee? Use the touchscreen.
That's like the only store I knew about ahead of time.
Yeah. So, basically, McDonald's has figured out that people buy more food when they use a touchscreen kiosk over a real person. So basically, expect all McDonald's employees at the register to start disappearing slowly, because it doesn't make sense to keep paying them hourly when you can put a touchscreen in the room that makes them buy more food and you don't have to pay the employee.
Honestly, the touchscreen is just more convenient too, because like the fucking cashier can't physically mess up. They can physically mess up your order. If your order gets messed up, it's either a flaw with the technology or it's your fault.
Yeah, or they fuck it up in the kitchen.
True, but still, that's one less. That's one less. Chance.
We had McDonald's the other day, right? Like, my dad went out to get it and all that. Went out to get it, bring it back, that kind of shit. No Uber Eats. And when he went there, it was like 5 or 6 p.m. And none of the people at like the register actually were there to serve customers. Like, they just knew, they're like, oh, we're not going to serve you. You can do it on the machine. We're just here for Uber Eats. Like, that's all they were doing, was filling out Uber Eats orders. and that was it. It was so weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
They've already started to transition.
I mean, that kind of just shows like where people are. Like, people just don't like interaction, you know? Because
yeah.
It's like let's look at the Google Assistant, for example, the one that will call places for you to book appointments. It's like, that is an example of people not wanting to interact with people, because it's just like, hey, Google Assistant, book an appointment here for this time.
Listen, you know? I don't know how true that is, Brandon, because I really enjoy interacting with you guys. You guys are great.
Shut up.
Thank
gross.
You're not a real person. You're a hoodie.
I love talking to my favorite content creator, Watts Funds. And my second favorite, Watts Funds.
And the third favorite,
Watts Funds.
Spartan Wild.
He's so big, he has to be all three.
He has to be all three.
Feels the tough person.
My first, Diesel. Second, and third favorite member of Loudmouse are all Wild Spartans.
Diesel, we're fighting at VidCon.
I can't wait. Funny
too.
They say Logan Paul versus KSI. No, no, no. Wild Spartans.
They can't go. Wild Spartans versus the 50s. I have height and weight advantage on you.
Yeah, but I have speed also.
Dude,
you
can run away faster than you can catch him, Brandon. Yeah.
There's no running.
Why would you run away from a fight, loser?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know, because the person is like fucking twice your weight and taller than you.
Yeah, but I still hit hard. I float like a butterfly, sting like a
BuzzFeed
article.
He's got
sting like a split tongue.
He'll hiss at me. Don't spit your venom. You goddamn freak.
Stop. Leafy memes.
Sunlight.
Speaking of leafy memes, the fucking EA chat for the E3 conference that was today, it was a physical embodiment of Leafy, because it was like every time something like someone went on the stage, everyone in the chat was just like cringe.
EA cringe compilation. So,
like, they're probably right that it was cringy though.
No. Like someone was like this indie dev was like introducing his game, right? And he was like really happy to introduce it, and like the chat was just like cringe.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like the dude's just happy to present his game. Like, fuck off. Like,
go away, chat. God.
Yeah, and then like they were literally just talking about like FIFA, and the whole chat was just like cringe. God.
Yeah, it sounds like
they bring an athlete out to talk about FIFA.
I don't think they did.
Do you think he knows any athletes?
Watched, dude. Because I tuned in halfway through them talking about FIFA, so I'm not sure. But I know for a fact they did show off like YouTubers that were going to be playing NBA. Like they had like a picture of like poorly photoshopped YouTubers on basically a collage, and they're like, "Hey, these people are going to play it." So
are they NBA YouTubers?
They did that. There's people who play NBA. Yeah.
Wow.
And they post it on YouTube.
What a life.
NBA is huge. FIFA, Madden, NBA. Those games are fucking huge. Like,
there's huge money competitions for those.
There's also huge money in them because, like, shit, those games have so many fucking microtransactions, it's ridiculous. Like, the reason that EA is like, it's okay to put this many microtransactions in Battlefront 2 is because FIFA did it and Madden did it and they didn't have any problems. But, like, they didn't take the audience into factor.
The audience for those games is so different than
the
fucking ones.
I don't know why they didn't think about that, you know? Like, now they're completely pushing the opposite of being like, no microtransactions, no season passes. So, yeah, that's pretty much it, though, because we just talked about obesity. Quite, you're up.
So, gays on YouTube.
Thank you for that segue.
So, there's like, as you guys all know, this is Pride Month, the only month where you're allowed to say gay shit without having to say no homo. So, and YouTube has...
Diesel, I'd suck your dick.
Brandon, I'd eat your ass with a spoon with a side of veggies.
At Blues Dank Cutie.
Hey, cutie.
I've scheduled a tweet for July 1st of saying no homo.
In reply to that tweet.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I gotta say something gay to Mac when I get a chance. The issue with YouTube, though, is, like, they've been doing their whole, like, LGBT campaign like they do every month, right? They did their, like, Proud to Be whatever, and they highlighted some LGBT videos, all well and good, whatever. But some people have been getting mad because, like, they say that putting trans in your title instantly gets you demonetized, and also, supposedly, that YouTube has been running fucking, like, anti-LGBT ads on sub-LGBT content.
Yeah, so, like, with the whole... So someone put transgender the title to show, like, hey, this got my video to monetize. And, like, totally, that could definitely get your video to monetize. But, like, people are making it out, like, YouTube hates transgender people and gay people, which they're a company. They don't care. They're going to do what makes the money and pleases the advertisers. They don't fucking care. The reason those keywords probably got the video to monetize was because other videos that actually got confirmed manual, like, review to monetize probably had the term, let's say, transgender in it, you know? So it's like, it makes sense in that case to have the video demonetized if a certain keyword is tied to demonetization. And
yeah, and like the context that that keyword could have been used in could have been something that was like just like ragging on transgenders.
Yeah, it's literally just tying that shit together. You know, like it's an algorithm. It's a bot. It's gonna make mistakes
It's not perfect, but like it's an algorithm.
Yeah, like seriously, like there are words that are way simpler than that that get demonetized. Like for example, fucking the word apology will get your video demonetized. The word worst will get your video demonetized. Little things like that that shouldn't get your video demonetized do. So like that's totally not out of the normal for something like that to get your video demonetized. And then
can I say the thing in Kappa's case, or is it,
I was actually going to bring that up.
Yeah,
like are we far enough into the demonetization that I can just say
kill, maim, murder Hitler.
Hey, what's up? You called me.
Hey, Kappa just put that at the end of his title to get it demonetized. And he forgot to delete it after when he published it.
Yeah, I fell asleep. For the transgender thing, if it was like if the title was like I love transgender people or how being transgender saved my life or something, and it's talking very positively and like it's all raised in sunshine, and it got auto demonetized because the word transgender, manually reviewed, and then denied because of the fact that it was talking about transgender issues or whatever, even if it's in the positive light, that would be different. However, if it's just auto demonetization,
that would totally be different.
That is not, it's just the algorithm. That does not mean that YouTube are trying to censor people that are transgender. It means that they are trying to demonetize people that will speak harshly about it, because the few negative people talking about it will have far more of an impact against advertisers than the people speaking positively about it. So they'll catch the negatives first. You can apply, and if the video is supposed to be ad friendly by its own merits, nothing to do with transgenderism, then it will be manually approved. That's how that works.
Yeah, it's a bot. Like I get like, and then like for example as well, it's like I got a video called r/madlads top post fucking demonetized, and like I'm pretty sure the video got demonetized because the dude in the thumbnail is holding a fucking banana like a gun. I'm pretty sure it's the only thing that got demonetized.
I would not be surprised.
They confirmed it for manual review, not advertiser friendly. And it's like, out of all the videos demonetized, you demonetize that one. Out of every single one.
So can you imagine the employee? He's banana like, oh, I feel harassed. I can't deal with this.
Yeah, this banana is really threatening.
I mean, okay, so I guess the question being begged here, why is there outrage if we all, like, I'm pretty sure, like, isn't this pretty common knowledge how the bot works by now? I'm pretty sure if you don't know how the monetization works, you're fucking
like, maybe
idiot.
In our circle, but in other circles, not really.
There are tons of conspiracy theories about YouTube hating gay people and trans people, which I don't understand, by the way, because YouTube and Google are, like, literally companies that have fucking diversity quotas. Like,
they're getting sued for said diversity
quotas. Yeah, exactly. All evidence points to the controversy, like,
The complete opposite, right. Yeah.
There you go.
Like, so, if you think they would make a conscious effort to hate gay people, like, you're looking in the wrong spot.
It's very anti-business to hate gay people at the moment.
For sure.
Auto demonetization, as, like, a thing, just means jackhole. It has there's pretty much no relation
to
anything.
Yeah. It's not controlled by a person. It's an algorithm. Yeah. It's thoughtless, emotionless. It literally just works off of patterns.
Yeah, it's literally a bot trying to think like a human,
it's a bot they can't control.
We do not
it's
have that technology.
It's doing its best. Guys.
So, with that all being said, do you guys feel that the outrage is warranted? Or
the outrage about that? I mean, like, stupid. I'm just gonna say that. That's stupid,
it's
ignorant.
I saw the tweet, and like when I saw the tweet, I was just like, it's a fucking robot. You know, like it wasn't manually reviewed. Like, if it was manually reviewed, confirmed, not okay, and the other ones were okay, I'd be like, okay, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah, but it's just a keyword. Like, that's literally it. It's just the keyword.
They've said before that they don't know what the bot really, how the bot
from
works, because it's an AI
from
learning, they don't know how it
from
works.
From what I've talked to, from when I had a rep, he got removed positions, and like, I've heard that it's like it's a complete clusterfuck there at the moment. From what he told me, they don't know exactly how their own algorithms work. They don't, because it's an AI. It's learning as it goes. It's machine learning. So it's like the word. It was probably just tying stuff together in a database, and then like that's why I got demonetized. And it's like request for manual review before you go on an outrage, you know, about it. So
yeah,
but then
I think the outrage is justified in that it shows that the fucking algorithm needs work and not really in anything else.
Yeah, the algorithm is
literally
really inaccurate.
Like it should have been a more general statement of like this algorithm's completely stupid.
Just
not
just
YouTube hates gay people.
Yeah, YouTube
or trans
is like
people.
Censoring and like trying to hide
like,
away.
Every video I upload gets demonetized, but it'll get manually confirmed every single time, like later, like the next day or later in that day.
Hmm. Yeah. So
I pretty much had the exact same experience. So
I mean, kill, kill, maim, murder, Hitler might get demonetized.
Yeah, that might. That I can see why that would have some adverse effects.
Maybe that caught it. Who knows? The other thing though with the anti-gay ads, I don't get that here in Australia. So I have absolutely no input. I haven't even seen it.
Like I haven't even seen it.
Okay. I've gotten anti-gay ads, but aren't ads targeted at certain people?
Yeah, yes. They're targeted based on your search history and things like that. So like let's say you had like gay search history, like you're literally like watching, you know, gay focused content. It's like you might get an ad like that because it's like
we think you're gay.
And yeah, and it's like here's an anti-gay ad because it's like the one that I think that people were really focused on was like it was like a religious group basically saying
it was
like,
from PragerU. I saw that one.
PragerU. How bad was it? Because I actually didn't watch it. I just knew there was an.
I mean,
anti-gay
it's really
ad.
Just kind of the normal stuff that you see conservatives tout about homosexuality.
Okay,
it was kind of like light compared to like someone who's like, I hate the gays. Gay people are bad. Gay people will make you go fucking blind or something.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't anything like that. It was like a well-constructed conservative argument for why not to be gay. I don't agree with it, but like I don't see a problem. Like if they're paying for the advertising space, then like,
yeah,
okay.
So this is so like my opinion on it is like the same as Diesel's. Pretty much, it's like I don't agree with those ads at all. I think it's really fucking stupid and ignorant. But like, I think when it comes to censoring advertisements, you're treading on, like, censoring free speech and, like, because it's, like, Google's a private company, right? And they defended these advertisers previous. They said, like, hey, we can't really do much, but you can block these advertisements on your own channel. And Hank Green made a tutorial on that, so if you're getting ads you don't want, you can block them. But then, like, there was more outrage about it, and they pulled the advertisement. And the way I see that is, it's, like, you can't have it both ways, you know? It's like, you can't have, like, let's say there's an ad that's promoting homosexuality, you know, by the logic of removing one that's against it, you need to remove the one that's promoting it too. You can't.
As long as they're both being, like, respectful about it and they're not just, like, one's not, like.
Yeah, as long as they're. Yeah. It's like, I disagree with it a lot. Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's fucking stupid and ignorant. But if you can't just remove one and then not remove the other because you're treading on free speech, like, I think everyone should have the right to say what they want to say, regardless of how stupid and ignorant it is, you know? And it's like it ties the argument of like Steam removing games and things like that. When you start removing content, you're opening the floodgates to remove anything that offends somebody. So it's like even if you don't like the ad, it's like they're paying for the ad, and it's like they're paying to spout complete bullshit. Like who cares?
Can I?
You know?
Can I say this?
Point and laugh.
This is probably this is hilarious because nobody could have predicted this. But, like, the way, I'm sure everyone here probably knows how YouTube's ad stuff works, but, like the auction system, basically, the algorithm will determine what's best for you, and that's how targeted ads work. It's amazing how they paid for anti-gay propaganda, essentially, or ad space, where they're like, we don't like gay people. But they ran them, because of YouTube's algorithm, YouTube automatically put them onto pro-gay videos, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the ad.
The thing
you're
is,
not looking the ad out, but you're looking for the video. So if you're looking for the video, you're already pro-gay. So what the fuck's the ad going to do? That's like the opposite of targeted
advertising.
The thing
is, though, like... The thing is, though, like, I don't even know how anti-gay it would be if it's from PragerU. Because, like, the only thing I've seen about from PragerU is, like, some gay dude talking about how you can be gay and a Christian. And I'm not 100% sure how that works, but like it wasn't like anything like super like anti stop being gay is sinful or whatever the fuck. Like I didn't see anything like that from them.
No, I would be surprised if they let like an advertisement that was just like, everyone, good Americans, grab your arms, go out and kill a gay guy today. Like I doubt that's gonna run on YouTube.
No, that shit should get fucking taken down. You know, like that shouldn't be allowed. Yeah.
That's like threatened violence against
people. Exactly.
Like,
that shouldn't be fucking allowed, but like people just stating their like opinions, you know, no matter how ignorant it is, it's like it's just their opinion.
I've always been
to.
Of the mindset either all or nothing, and I that's something that I always like try to say on my channel. And someone's like, "You stole that from iDubbbz." Yeah, okay, I stole a libertarian principle from iDubbbz. Yeah. Excuse me, but like it's all or nothing. That's why Steam is like, okay, you can put anything on Steam now. You know, I think that's a much better approach, and it's gonna have a lot of shitty. games on Steam, but there'll be more good games on Steam. Yeah, and the bad games will go to the bottom and the good will rise to the top.
Unless it's PUBG.
Oof.
But PUBG to the top. You know, at the very least, this whole advertisement scheme will fall on deaf ears. Because it's targeted towards the people that will automatically not agree with it. So there's no point.
Yeah, it's like what's like, because obviously they're making some kind of attempt to convert people to their opinions, but it's like, you're not gonna convert somebody who's fucking gay.
Damn, you pervert. Stop being gay, you gay boys. Mean,
like, you're right not gonna now, convert somebody. It's just not how it works.
If we talk about the current political spectrum, right? The reason someone PragerU would want to run their ads on a gay video is to try and get more gay people to be conservative, because that's something they want a lot right now. Conservatives are trying to be more like popular and diverse,
libertarian,
because it makes them look better. Like that's just how it is. That's why, okay, first of all, that's why I got so many job offers when I worked in politics, because I was literally a brown conservative. That's crazy. I knew a woman who was a pro-life feminist, and she got job offers because she was conservative. Like, that's the only reason I could see them ever wanting to get ad space on a gay video, like, at all, is to try and make more diverse conservatives, because there's no other point to do it.
Tactical. I got you.
I don't think it would work, though.
No, it wouldn't. It's not going to work at all. Me. But, I mean, they tried. Yeah.
They did their best.
Yeah.
Speaking of trying their best, Post Malone got new face tats under his eyes, saying, "Always tired." What do you think? What's the point? Does it even fucking matter?
No, I think that was a bad segue.
Don't care.
You know what I think? Okay, now. It's what, a better decision than Diesel splitting his tongue.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is something
you know what I think? Brandon needs to lose a couple pounds.
Hey.
He has.
I think that means we're right. He's being defensive.
I agree, Diesel.
Diesel's curled his tail back in the corner. He's growling now. He's getting all defensive.
You know what I think? Kappa's going to grow old and die alone.
Well, I'm already old. Oof. So.
As long as he keeps looking like he is, he's still got me.
I can't wait to see all the people ship Kappa and Quite. That's my favorite.
Quite and I got shit more than Kappa and Quite.
Yeah. Wait, do me and Quite get shit at all?
We found ships. A fan fiction that was like 13 parts long. Like, there was 13 different parts of this fucking fan fiction.
That's not Where's the only multi-chapter fiction.
That's not the only one either. That's not the only one either.
Yeah, there's several multi-chapter fan fictions dedicated to me and Brandon.
Diesel, you were in this fan fiction like too. It.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in the sexy romantic sex, though. You were just kind of there.
Like, stop this gay shit.
You were like a background character. No, that was literally Diesel's character. Stop this gay shit.
It was so great. I read the first chapter. And like the
stop
one
being
thing,
gay. I'm trying to sleep, fam.
Like it's all from your
this to me. I'm so
point
curious.
Of view. Yeah, and you're just like, you just get up and you're like, could you guys go the fuck to sleep? I'm trying. Stop being gay.
So who's the pitcher and who's the catcher?
I don't know.
It was all fluff. There was no fucking
action.
It's just cutesy
shit.
They
never get down, yeah.
We need to sit down one day and read this fanfic called Sweet Apple Massacre.
Why?
What?
What?
It's a My Little Pony fanfic. I was saying.
Oh my god,
you already turned me off.
Dude, we watched a My Little Pony fucking YouTube movie today on Root Stream, and like, it's so fucking weird.
We watched the Roblox movie too.
That was just funny.
Yeah, that was fucking great. The last guest.
The last guest on the server. Dead.
So, any thoughts on Post Malone's face tattoos?
I personally would never get face tattoos, but like
Christian mom,
I don't know.
Post Malone makes them work.
Yeah, he makes them work pretty well.
Yeah, it doesn't really. Yeah, it doesn't tarnish my view on him, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think he.
Yeah, that's kind of just always been his thing. So like,
he looks more like Lil Xan now, but not Lil. Yeah, Lil Xan, that's the one. But
yeah,
you know, it works
for him. I don't care. It looks fine.
He makes better music than Lil Xan, so that helps.
Oof.
Oh, reading this.
Quite I mean, Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty say happy birthday to Kanye West. So for any of you who were caught unawares, fucking Kanye's favorite show is, it's Rick and Morty. Uberfacts tweeted, Rick and Morty has just, this is a bit old at this point. Rick and Morty has just gotten a 70-episode renewal from Adult Swim. And Kanye quoted that tweet in, like, some broken sentence structure. This is the greatest news. This is my favorite show. I've seen every episode at least 5 times each.
My hero.
And then fucking Rick and Morty just, like, fucking, they wished him a happy birthday. In fact, they sang happy birthday to him.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Jesus.
When the fuck are they gonna actually make, like, those fucking 70 episodes. Because, like, I feel like they haven't even really started.
No, there's no way they have.
It's not coming out for, like, until next year, is it?
God damn it.
3 years. It's gonna be a while. Every voice is Kanye. Kanye voices every character.
Every voice is Kanye.
Everything is drawn by Kanye.
Dude, you know, it'd be fucking amazing to have Kanye West in one of those episodes. You know that's gonna happen. They're gonna have Kanye West in one of those fucking episodes.
Kanye West plays God.
Okay, there's like this one fucking line on Push's album where it's like, Push is like, Kanye, when people get mad, when haters start attack, how do you respond? And he's like, Scoop! Poop, scoop, scoop.
Dude, that song is so fucking funny. It's scoop, scoop, poop, scoopity whoop.
It's great.
Poop. Fucking poop.
Oh my god, quiet. Your fucking topics, man.
They're fucking ass. I love them so much.
They are ass.
Hey, viewers, if
you know, okay, with me, we have a 20-minute conversation about jerking off.
We need to get one of those, like, every episode. We need intellectual conversations.
I don't
want to
talk about that shit anymore. I'm genuinely sick
of
it already.
Quite,
you don't have to talk about it. Diesel and I can have a circle jerk about circle jerking.
Okay, can you guys just do those topics first
you
and call me 10 minutes later when you're done?
No, I don't.
Like, can you, like, can I just, like, get
I don't
you,
know if
wait,
I want to know.
Wait, a soggy biscuit.
A soggy biscuit is when you get a bunch of your bros all stand in a circle around, like, a... like a biscuit, like a cookie,
okay,
right?
Shut
God
the fuck up.
It.
I don't want to hear this.
And then
this.
You all jerk off, and the last one to nut on the cookie has to eat the cookie.
Oh!
Classic Fridays.
I was about to say, do you think we'll have enough bros at VidCon? But nah. I don't want to suggest
it. I'm really glad I'm not going. I'm really glad I'm not going now.
Can you imagine someone trying to convince you, Clay, please come to VidCon. We're going to nut on this biscuit.
Yeah, no. This, if you didn't want me coming, there's
attractions.
A fucking way.
See the wonders.
Henry, Niall, and Matthew on their 13-hour flight are going to play this game.
In the aisle.
No,
yeah,
I want to nut
seat.
With all of them.
All right.
So yeah, I can nut all of you.
They can nut there, too.
I don't know. We've looped back around to how many times can you nut a day?
Dude, think about it. You could eat pyrocynical nut.
Dude, some people.
Some women dream of that.
Someone dreams of that. That someone is mate. Yeah. That would be big fan. Hey,
I'm fucking crying.
Hey, Niall, big fan. Could I eat your nut? That would be sick.
Hey, Niall, big fan. Can you jerk off on this cookie for me?
He just place it on the ground.
Yeah.
Like in front of him. Like, at your own pace. Yeah.
God. Bad.
Okay, can we talk about the mermaids?
Sorry, what?
Quite.
Yes.
Can we talk about
Beluga
the mermaids?
Whales. Beluga whales. They look like they got legs, but they ain't got no legs. Those are just bones. Next.
Wait,
here's the real topic.
No. I
want
to talk about this. Do you think they're going to evolve to walk some point?
What's a whale?
God, I hope not. That's fucking terrifying.
Well, they look like they have, like, they legit look like they just have legs that are connected. Like, look, I'm sending it in chat.
Like, they look like they have legs under their fucking skin.
Yeah, like they look like they're about to, like, walk.
Oh, yes, those things. Yes.
Ah, yes, the beluga whale.
They're gonna get fucking legs. Calling out.
We're gonna be, and when they do, we're fucking done. We're done.
We're
gonna
have to fist fight them back into the ocean.
But they'll have like massive legs and just choke us.
We're gonna have to.
Kappa, have you ever fist fought a kangaroo?
Maybe.
Kappa. Maybe. Oh,
I think so.
I've seen someone punch a kangaroo in the face.
Yeah.
Didn't he get like fucking? Wasn't wait? Why? Who? I've seen that video clip, but like, what was the context?
The kangaroo was holding the dude's dog, so he ran up and punched it in the fucking jaw. Like,
oh yeah, what a fucking G.
Yeah, I like this.
I didn't know, like it looked really weird. It's like this kangaroo is like legit holding this dog.
Yeah,
like,
for no reason. It's not doing anything with it. It's like, hey.
It's really weird how humanoid that kangaroos are. Like, they're the most humanoid animals I can think of that aren't fucking like
humans.
Fucking primates.
Basically. I've eaten kangaroo once. It was very nice.
Poor kangaroo.
It like? It is actually kind of like a, with no seasoning, it kind of tasted like a little bit like seasoned chicken, but it was like way more tender. And if it was cooked just right, it just like breaks apart. It was delicious. Absolutely fantastic.
That kind of sounds good,
it is
actually.
Really nice. But
in this episode, we try kangaroo meat. Imported from Australia.
Imported from Colorado.
Okay, let's talk about some chubby meat. Kim Jong-un.
So, at the time of us recording this episode, the Kim Jong-un Donald Trump summit has not happened yet. But what has happened is two impersonators, one of Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, had their summit ahead of time. And when I saw the headline, when I saw the fucking Twitter moment, I was like, wait, wasn't that supposed to be on the 12th? Why are they skipping? But apparently they're just chilling, bro.
Like bros. Oh, damn. Like bros.
Exactly alike.
There's some pretty good. They're pretty good fucking impersonators.
Yeah, they look exactly alike. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Pride Month can't be gay.
For people watching with audio, it looks like Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. There you go.
We almost made it the whole fucking episode.
I had to do it once.
I was like, I was hoping, because I was like, I want this meme to die. Just don't fucking say anything on the show. And then Brandon fucking said something.
I love the Pictionary meme. It's great.
Okay, we're not saying anything anymore. Deal? Deal.
You know what's going to happen again.
It's going to happen again.
One of us is going to be a rebel and be like, let me say it again. Just like how I keep talking about...
Jerking off.
Huh? Well, we take turns. Like, I feel like it's switched. Like,
we take turns having a circle jerk about jerking. Hmm.
White biscuits.
Circle jerk go about away. Jerking the jerk.
Please go away.
Jerk.
Humpback whales.
Okay. It's,
yeah. Don't be a jerk.
Impersonators. One of them is named Howard X and the other is Dennis Allen. Guess which one's which?
Dennis is the Asian.
Nope.
No, I was correct.
What? I was going to say Howard X was the Asian.
Bam. Dennis Allen is the fucking, he's Donald Trump. He's
Howard X sounds like a porn name.
Yeah.
Howard X fucking,
Howard X, can I give it to you?
Howard X, go give it to you. Go give it to you.
I love DMX, great rapper. Massive homophobe. Not really feeling it anymore. Just saying.
Did not know that.
Really? Yeah, it's in his lyrics. Yeah, then he goes on a rant about gay people. He's like, I don't like them.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's in X Go and Give It To You. He's like, man, how can you deal with holding another man's hand? Something like that. Oh. It's like really like anti-gay.
I mean, like, I've held my bro's hand before. Yeah. Like, there ain't nothing.
I've held
wrong
a bro's
with
hand.
Do you think I'm gonna hold hands at VidCon?
I'll hold hands with.
I'm gonna hold a little bit more than that.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that. I didn't know that was that funny. Damn.
I don't know why I thought it was that funny. I shouldn't know.
Can we hold hands as we go to IHOP?
Don't you mean IHOB?
Oh yeah, IHOB.
I hate.
That's right. I forgot. It's gonna take a while to get used to that.
Up, they're gonna reveal what that's about, aren't they?
Yeah, the 11th. The day this goes up, actually, I think. Yeah. The day after this goes up, or before?
Ooh,
no, after.
Strange
there we go.
Times.
Okay, Kappa.
Mm-hmm.
How did you guys meet Kappa?
Okay,
that's the worst question.
Kappa, do you want? Do you? Kappa, do you want to answer this? Or do you want me to?
I'll probably answer it the correct way. The more truthful way.
Go for it.
The way I met Quiet was an amazing tale of events where he called me and that was literally it. I was in his server. I was a fan of quite a lot of people. I still am of the tiles in the community. And he was like, hey, what's up? And then that was literally it. I think it was the first words that we spoke in private.
In private, yeah. But like the first time I ever met Kappa was like, this was like when I was still like really small. Like I hadn't even hit like, I was 1K. Way before my blow up, like last year. I was at like around 1K, and like I would just like add everyone in my server. Like, anyone want to play Murder Miners? And like usually a few people would come out, and like we just play. Kappa usually was always there, and we were on equal footing for a little bit because like he had just gotten the game, and then he ended up whooping my ass every single fucking time. Yeah. So like, and then eventually like I figured we played enough that like I just like kind of called him like in private after like I had added him on my friends list a while ago because he seemed like a cool guy, and like we just got to the point like where we were talking like pretty much every other day, every day.
Yeah.
Came pretty
and
good friends
for
and
a long time. Like
yeah. And then I met Brandon, and then Brandon met Kappa through me, and so on and so forth.
I'd like to specify Kappa and I met because I wanted to yell at him to upload videos.
Actually, the first time I spoke to you, Brandon, was in your own server. Bam.
I had it. Oh, yeah.
Bet you wouldn't remember
server.
That one, bitch.
No, I don't, because I deleted them all.
Yeah, roasted.
I had two Discord servers, and I don't know how to run a Discord. So, like, it was just, like, a couple mods and, like, a bunch of retards, basically. Yep. And every time I made a Discord, it turned complete AIDS, and it just nuked it. I'm just like, I can't manage this. Like, someone will DM
that's
me.
So
someone's putting furry porn in your server, and I'm like, there's a porn chat for a reason. And I just like, fuck this.
Go away. Yeah. And I met FPS Joshua at the same time I met Brandon, I'm pretty sure. Well, met, quote unquote, like in private. I can't remember what the fuck you guys were talking about. It was something like really dumb. You actually had
probably
that icon on as well, and I was like,
I think we were playing like fucking Monster Hunter or some shit.
Yeah, I was sitting there complaining.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
You didn't speak much.
Most conversations.
And then,
if I don't know you at first, I won't speak a lot, but I'll like warm up to you, and then I talk about being weird.
The
and shit.
Second time, I remember the second time I spoke to you, we talked about your multitude of relationships and just like the weird oddities of your dating life. And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, whoa, this guy's a player.
Okay, it's not a multitude of relationships. Let me clarify.
But,
I've only been in like three long term
but like
relationships.
The, nice icon.
What did you just change your picture?
I changed his picture to a gif of FVS Diesel dancing, but like
I also have Nitro, so it's an actual joke.
When he was a little more chub.
Like, if you click my profile, it starts dancing.
yeah, it was weird. I remember like I was like, wow, this diesel guy's a player. And like 5 minutes later, I was like, wow, this guy's
I was telling Kappa about like why Tinder is awful. And I was telling him about the weird dates I've gone on where it's like, oh, I've talked to a girl that's like, yeah, I talk to dead people and I'm like clairvoyant.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one who was like absolutely rich. And she would be constantly like flexing on me on our date. And I was like, wow, you're like hella obnoxious. And then I told him about the one that, that was a relationship. I told Kappa the one that was like, oh, I'm seeing a girl now.
Oh, yeah, the one that was like, yeah, she could tackle me to the ground. Walking fridge. Played rugby or something like
that. Well, that just sounds good weird. God.
Good God.
Absolute unit, that one.
I am so glad I am not dating anymore. That is like, well, I am dating.
You're not going
out
seeking
someone,
dates, you know.
I'm not going out and seeing single other
life.
People. Like,
I didn't think you knew God, my age at that so point, which better. Is weird. I was like,
I thought you were gonna be 16.
Yeah, turns out I'm fucking not, guys. By the way,
turns out you're like the oldest one here.
No, I'm not. Diesel is.
Yeah, I'm the oldest
what,
one.
What
birthdays? Go.
January 27th.
December. We're literally opposite ends.
So he is older.
So Diesel is like almost a whole year older than me.
No, because you're both the same age now.
Diesel.
So are you December 1997?
No.
Wait, yeah, I'm confused. I'm
Diesel, you're 20, right?
Yes, I'm
20. 19 at the moment.
Oh, I thought you were 20.
Okay.
No, I'm 19 right now.
Oh.
So he's like almost a whole year older than
me. So Diesel is the oldest. I just realized, right now it goes 17,
18, 19,
20.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, nice. Dab.
I just did.
Dab on the haters.
Yeah. Kappa, you want to replace Diesel?
With what, being the oldest?
I'm
being the first
podcast,
to die?
Rude.
Is that...
No. I haven't decided what yet, but do you want to like replace
Diesel?
Just replace me in general.
As a human being.
No, not in general. That's too much. That's too much to handle. I'll miss you.
I'll be both people in the call.
I'll miss you if we replace you all together, but we can replace you in the podcast.
What is a food you would try but would never try again?
Sluggy biscuit.
Is everyone answering
Sluggy
this?
Sluggy biscuit.
Oh my fucking God.
Jesus
Did
Christ.
You really just say that? Did you really just say that?
I wouldn't. Just
probably something that I like would know but is gross, and then I'd say it. I'd do it just to say I did it, and that's it.
Maybe kimchi.
I don't know.
Kimchi. But I imagine I won't like
Maybe
it.
Blue cheese.
There's this hot sauce called Flashbang that's incredibly hot.
Don't wear the name.
And I say that I'll never try it again. But every time I say that, I go and do it, and it like it's like taking mace and eating it. It's awful.
The name is just like, it disorients you. Don't eat this.
It does. It gives you hiccups. Your nose starts running. Your mouth just fills with saliva. Like, it hurts just thinking about it. You start crying.
What the fuck?
I took a little drop of it once, like I put a dab on my finger and then I like ate it. But then I went to go take a pee afterwards, but I didn't wash my hands beforehand, so like my dick was on fire. It was the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, you told me about this.
Yeah.
That's fucking
fire dick.
This reminds me of the time iDubbbz was like on a stream and he was talking about how like he set his dick on fire, like figuratively.
With hot sauce.
Yeah.
But yeah, something spicy probably. Something spicy.
Yeah, it'd probably be something spicy for me too because I hate spicy food.
Of course.
Hey,
white man.
Stop it.
Okay. All right, let's go down the line. Starting with Kappa. Who were your favorite YouTubers besides your friends?
Well, I don't think people realize this enough. I was like fucking hardcore fans of like the majority of the people that I now know. Like, is that it's really weird, but that's how it works. Like,
I mean,
it's like. Who do I... Okay, if I consider friends, like the people in Fam Squad, right?
Yeah.
Everyone there that makes videos, I watched their videos and was a fan of before I spoke to them. So I don't know if I'm allowed can I still choose them?
Okay, just say PewDiePie.
I would say Niall.
Okay, so PewDiePie?
PewDiePie 3?
Yeah, I mean... I watched Niall's videos before I knew him. Like, that's kind of like how I got started with the whole commentary shit.
Okay, for me, I definitely have to say Ali A.
Ali B.
He has some of the
real answer.
He has some of the best intros ever.
Yeah.
Like, he'll start off being like, "Oh my god," and then he'll play a bass boosted version of his own intro.
Oh no, dude.
He actually uses that.
Gonna hot
what actually? What actually, Brendan?
What actually? See, like, this is the thing. I don't watch YouTube much. I usually like I'll play like Twitch in the background if I'm gonna like do shit or like wanna watch something. Or I'll listen to a podcast. So like it's hard to narrow it down. Like, yeah, like I'll listen to like Dude Soup and stuff like that. It's hard to like Gus Johnson makes some really funny shit. And I usually watch it whenever it comes out. But, like, I don't really have, like, a specific favorite. So, I like the tech channels, like Linus Tech Tips.
So, basically,
like
you pussy down with this answer, right? These on to you.
Well,
I mean, I don't you just said watch, like, commentary YouTubers.
Nobody does.
People always think I steal ideas. It's like I literally just have, like, a sixth sense and just end up doing the same video.
It's almost like they're trending. Wow.
It wasn't even. Sometimes the topics aren't even trending and it happens. I really like video essays and film stuff. So this guy who does a lot of anime stuff, his name's Super Eyepatch Wolf, by the way, incredibly handsome man, but really great essays on like things like Junji Ito or like Bleach and why it failed. There's also some good like video game essay people. I think Mandalore Gaming is the funniest. I really enjoy watching his shit. I like rewatch his videos, which is really rare for me to do. So he's really interesting, and so is Joseph Anderson. Those are all really great guys. Like, damn, I love their fucking content. So good.
Yeah, for me, it's like the list is kind of big because like YouTube is literally all my content. I don't watch Twitch or barely Netflix, but fucking Nightmind is a pretty consistent one. Like, has been over the last couple of years. Recently, Will and E. There's this guy Blue Shades. I guess you could consider him my friend, so I don't know if he counts, but like he makes like video essays and shit on like internet culture and whatnot. So I really enjoy that stuff. Nerdwriter's pretty cool. And I guess Tanner Brungart.
Tanner Mojo.
That's so, my favorite.
For all of us. That's everyone's answer now. Tanner Mojo.
If I were to say like a favorite, by the way, for like Twitch, it'd definitely be Lyric.
Okay.
So, because like that's what I usually consume.
Favorite band or song? All right, let's just narrow it down to band, because song is going to be too hard.
What about artist?
Artist, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, who wants to go first?
I'm putting on my Spotify. Kappa? No, someone else go first.
E-Double, there we go. Diesel, you're next.
Fine. Ghost.
Quiet.
You goddamn.
Frank Ocean, I guess.
Yep, you're slow, Kappa. What? We win.
This isn't fair. My computer's still booting up Spotify.
How do you not know your favorite artist at the top of your head?
Because I listen to a lot of things.
Frank Ocean isn't even off the top of my head. It's just me guessing.
It's me guessing who my favorite is. I don't know who my favorite is.
I'm the same as Kappa. Oh, like, probably Joji. Ton of different people. Yeah, Joji.
I pretty consistently like the stuff.
Okay.
Nice. Cats, dogs, or other?
Parrot.
Diesel likes some kind of feathered and furred creature.
Yeah, parrot.
Okay, no.
No, anyway. I hate birds. Definitely dogs.
Dogs.
Birds are annoying as shit. They never shut up.
I think they're cute. But
I think birds are cute.
They don't shut up.
I like Jade Animation's bird. Alright. Bloody adorable, that little thing.
I love possums.
Possums?
That's a weird one.
That's a weird one, yeah.
But I like dogs more, but I love possums.
I love raccoons.
Well, we can't say that one anymore. Raccoons are cute. We get banned off Twitch.
Oh god.
Dude, there's a type of cheese with that word in Australia, so I can't say that ever.
Brandon, in case you haven't noticed, there's literally a chat in my Discord server specifically for possum pictures.
That's weird. I actually didn't notice that.
They all look like they're like screeching.
Yeah, like screaming at the top of their lungs.
And it's adorable.
No,
they're absolutely. Have you seen a possum? Have you met one?
You're like objectively.
They're outside. They're outside my window right now. Like, I'm not joking. I can see some.
Go hit them.
Like, no, seriously.
Go push them off the edge.
Sometimes I actually have to open my window and just yell at them to get off my roof.
Look at them. Look at those possums. They're so cute.
Dude, possums look weird as shit.
Those look like they're rats. Really cute. They look like rats.
Yeah, they look like rats.
They look like rats with bigger eyes.
All right, Pictionary. Pictionary time.
They look like rattatas. They look like rattatas. There we go.
The possums are really cute. Okay.
Quite, shut up.
It's like a bunch of really ugly puppies.
But like, not the cool kind.
Okay, Kappa. Oh, God. Kappa. They're all the runt of the litter.
Please stop.
I can't wait till we get to the...
Possums are bad.
Can't wait till we get to the question where it's like, hey, are you and Quiet dating?
Well, that's not on the list, but are you guys dating?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. They are.
Yes.
Diesel, don't try and answer this for me.
We're leaving that open-ended. What are you majoring in uni?
No, no.
What do you...
Yes, they are.
But, let's see.
Kappa.
Actually, no. Skip that one.
What?
Favorite fast food
delivery.
I just
asked that one.
What did you ask?
Wait. Oh.
I asked, what are you majoring in uni?
Well, currently I don't actually have a major.
Okay, there's your answer.
Oh, wait, we have a different system. Do you have a bachelor's?
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay, maybe we don't. But the current course, I just transferred to a different course, and it doesn't have a major. It's just a screen, like, film thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm training to become a starving artist.
Well, speaking of starving, your favorite fast food or delivery food?
Taco Bell and fucking Sonic got me in Stitches. Not Sonic. Dairy Queen got me in Stitches.
Sonic right is good.
Also Wendy's.
Sonic is good.
Sonic's good. Sonic's good, but it's like it's not
Sonic. Sonic is gross, man. I really? Don't like Sonic.
Are you talking?
I haven't had Sonic. In so
I like
long
it, bro. They got some good breakfast shit. Like I can't.
Are
even
you guys
lie
talking about the Hedgehog?
When I went to Sonic, I remember it being good.
Oh, food.
No, there's a,
do you know
there's
what Sonic
a,
is?
No. This is very. Oh my god. This is very alienating for me. It feels like you're talking about
you
the Hedgehog.
You guys have fast food there in the Outback?
They have McDonald's.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Do you have the Outback Steakhouse in Australia?
Dude, I saw ads for that, right? When I was like 12 or something. So many ads. I've never been there and I've never seen one. I don't think they exist.
I have a question about fast food. Okay, since IHOP changed their name to IHOB, right? Is McDonald's going to change their name to WickDonald's?
Didn't they do that for like women's?
Oh, yeah, they did. They flipped the M.
They flipped it. They flipped
it
down.
Yeah, they flipped it for like a day. And it was only one location.
From M to W for Wumbo.
There were no Outback Steakhouses in my entire state.
Damn. Have you guys ever had White Castle?
We don't have White Castle.
I don't know what that is.
You don't even know
what
that is?
Harold,
holy
come on.
Shit.
There's the White Castle. What a goddamn classic.
You gotta go to like, I don't know. I go to like a White Castle in the middle of the Bronx.
Like, oh, no. It's a White city Castle for his white knight armor.
God, no.
Kappa, you're home.
No, Diesel's home.
But
I'm a cunt.
They serve like little mini sliders, right? Like all of their stuff is like that. And like no matter what you have from White Castle, you will get the runs. Like you will have diarrhea.
Oh, sounds like Taco Bell.
It's way worse than Taco Bell. Oh, that's Jesus how bad it is. But it tastes fucking amazing. I fuck with that. Also, right, Chipotle. That
I don't answer. I don't even know Chipotle's my favorite good fast food. Chipotle's okay. It's like
I like Chipotle. Moe's.
Moe's is so underrated. Oh my god.
God, I fucking love Moe's.
I don't even
god
know what's going on. You're just saying words.
I don't know
now
what a Moe's is. You probably don't know like half like the franchises we have.
I know Taco Bell, but then as soon as you talk about Moe's, I'm like, what?
I think I've used Moe's like as a prop at least once in one of my videos.
You have, yeah. It was I think it was like mac and cheese or something.
Oh, it was queso. It was queso. Their queso is so fucking good. God.
Quite as now fully erect.
Not that I would know, because I can't. Not because I can't eat
fast food.
He just rubs it against his face mask.
The texture.
It's like God. I can smell how good this is.
So
is that all? Is that all the questions we have?
Yeah.
McDonald's, by the way.
All right. I guess I'm doing the outro.
McDonald's. McDonald's.
Nice button.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I take your order?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Welcome to Chili's.
Welcome to Chili's.
So. So thank you for tuning into this episode of the Loud Mouse Podcast. Thank you, Kappa, for coming out this episode. If you guys haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Twitter at @loudmouse_. If you want to check us out outside of YouTube, we also are on iTunes and SoundCloud. We upload two new episodes a week, if you didn't know already, on Tuesdays and Saturdays. I think that's about it.